Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We've spoken before about the impact of higher costs of employment since January, especially in the hospitality sector. They include a higher minimum wage, holiday and sickness pay, as well as other ancillary costs. But what do these extra costs mean for family-run businesses? Joining me now is the Director General of the Family Business Network, John McGrane, who's also the boss of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce. Let's start with your Family Business Network hat, John, please. What are your members have been telling you about the impact of these additional costs on their business?
Yeah, morning, Joe, and thanks for inviting me. Look, the very nature of family business is that, you know, they hire local, they support local, they buy locally, and indeed they vote locally. I think they feel that they've been in the shadows while we've celebrated, you know, wonderful foreign direct investment and very significant public service employment. But actually, family businesses throughout the country in every county employ in aggregate over 1 million people. And that's twice the aggregate of the foreign direct investment sector and the public service. So they've been quietly going about their work. They include wonderful local people like the Smith family in Abcon in Belturbet in Cavan, employing 200 quality jobs in circumstances where they probably wouldn't exist otherwise. Or the Hickey family in West Dublin, and All in All Ingredients, a vital supply chain partner to major international food companies, who simply go about their work every day. A number of sectors that are populated by family ownership are inherently low margin businesses. They compete to get onto supermarket shelves, you know, in cutthroat competition, and yet they have high labour intensity. Now, unlike the mix that features, for instance, in foreign direct investment technology companies, where the value of the product is significantly in excess of the wages paid locally. The problem with that model is that measures that are introduced locally, like increased taxes on jobs, which PRSI is, increased costs endured by employers, like longer paid leave, etc. While these are things that all of us want to be able to take care of for our workers and our employees in every community, they impact smaller local businesses exponentially higher than they do for foreign direct investment. So family businesses just want a fair deal on this.
And when we think of family business, sometimes we think of smaller businesses, and of course they don't have personnel departments to process additional red tape requirements. Are any of them struggling?
Oh, Joe, there are huge amounts of local jobs at risk because of the struggle to constantly keep up with extraordinarily tight margins. And there isn't an objection to, you know, social measures that improve the well-being of people, you know, in every part of the country, of course. But there is a need to have a measured view about that and a pacing of that and an affordability and an impact analysis of that. You know, family businesses around the country are the people who pay the taxes that they collect from their employees. They pay their own corporation tax on their profits, on their slim profits. They pay local rates and all sorts of other local support measures as well. All we want is a considered approach to thinking about how we put costs onto business, and indeed where those costs go, because this is just as much an argument about saying, how well are we spending the money that is taken from businesses into things like, you know, a planning process that's severely dysfunctional, other issues that get in the way. There is a raft of new European legislation, all well intended, around things like corporate and social responsibility, about to hit Irish businesses of all sizes from this summer on. And we need to stand back. And in particular, we'd welcome Simon Harris, Taoiseach elect Simon Harris's commitment, stated commitment to say, actually, the impact on enterprise of some of these measures is something that's closely, very highly on his mind. And we'd be glad to work with Simon over the coming weeks to say, well, OK, how can we turn that commitment politically into real action that can help the burden on small local businesses?
And now, wearing your British-Irish Chamber of Commerce hat for a moment, John, there was an interesting report out yesterday, a lot written and a lot said about it. Said that reunification on this island would be €20 billion per annum for 20 years. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the British Irish Chamber of Commerce is an apolitical, non-political organisation. We simply take care of businesses that create jobs and support communities across the two islands, north, south, east and west. Look, Northern Ireland has been benefiting from public funding substantially from the London-based government for decades. But also, it's notable that Northern Ireland also receives financial benefit from the Republic of Ireland. Former Taoiseach Micheál Martin's Shared Island Initiative, run by Eimear Dean and her team, have been doing excellent work to assist Northern Ireland's well-being in very practical ways and committing public funding to that. This won't be solved by an analysis of the numbers. I have huge regard for Professor Edgar Morgenroth and Dr. John Fitzgerald, and they themselves would say it's only one consideration. The real opportunity is to be informed by that and incentivise job creation, which will long-term afford the economy and the community of Northern Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.